This is the BBC.
Oh, it's the Goon Show. Oh, dear.
Shut up, Shigun. Hold these rectified socks to your ears and listen to the well-spoken BBC announcer.
Hello, listeners. It's the Goon Show.
What a lovely talk. You do not talk lovely, Wolf.
Thank you.
And that is not all. Now we present Open Casebook.
Those of you who can afford the newspapers will have seen the headlines. Those of you who can read will know what they meant. And if you knew what they meant...
Oh, good luck! Every day sees new progress in the march of crime.
Every 24 hours, 873 robberies are committed, some of them by criminals. We now present the crime of the century.
The Great Bank of England robbery!
Siegel. That's because of my hands, you see. I've got fingers on. Hence the name of Hand Siegel. Because of this deformity, I wear spectacles on my shins and vice versa.
Yes, Siegel had been first mate on a small boat of mine, smuggling sand from Leeds to the Sahara. But then things got too hot, especially during the summer, so he returned to Leeds and dropped anchor.
Hardly had I dropped anchor when the phone rang.
Go and answer the phone.
What?
I want to speak to you on it.
Oh. Hello?
Is that you, Seagun?
Yes.
This is Hercules Gridpipe Thin.
Ah, oh, just the man. You owe me 10 weeks' wages.
You're fired as from 11 weeks back.
Oh. So I'm out of work.
What's that?
I said I'm out of work.
Oh, what a bit of luck you came to me. It so happens that I've just performed a vacancy.
I accept.
Splendid. Now, listen. I'm arranging a sharabang trip to burgle the Bank of England. My men are ready, my plans are laid. Your instructions await you in a sealed leather samovar.
The address?
The Street of 1,000 Dustbins in Chinatown.
I'll just write that down on the Chinaman. Now, how do I get there?
Catch a train to the nearest railway station and buy a first-class ticket to an unknown destination.
Right.
Within days, Seagoon had arrived at a mysterious unknown destination.
Yes, by the dim light of an unlit candle, I finally found the street I sought and entered the most notorious of all waterfront hovels, the House of Certain Pleasures.
Pushing through the bead curtains, Seagoon came into the hellish atmosphere. All around were English folk lying on hard wooden benches, drinking tea and eating toast and marmalade. It was hell.
Oh. Pardon me, you are a stranger around here?
No, I'm just the announcer.
Oh.
I'm the stranger. Is it safe to speak here?
Huh? Oh, no, not here. Follow me, please. Now, tell, please, what do you want?
Is it perfectly safe here?
Oh, yes.
You're sure no one can overhear us?
No, no one can hear. What do you want?
Beans on toast and a small tea.
Before I serve you with that, you are over 16.
Yes.
Good. So is beans on toast. I guess.
I began a night of moral degradation. I drank bottle after bottle of tea. My head reeled with the sensuous magic of the Chinese passion music.
Ah!
good evening.
Looking around, I saw a tall, handsome, cross-eyed man with a bald mustache and wearing a Ming vase.
I've been watching you.
Really?
Yes. You're horrible, aren't you?
What?
Who sent you here?
You did.
How do you know?
I listened to your conversation on the phone when you were talking to me.
You sinuous eavesdropper, you. I wouldn't mind to have you spawned for that. However, I forgive you.
Now, what about this job?
Well, you're going to rob the Bank of England.
Shylock.
Moriarty will contact you with further instructions in a cellar beneath the bank.
Splendid.
Now then, here is the first part of the plan. You go to London tomorrow evening. At midnight, precisely, Big Ben will go 12 times.
Why?
It always does.
Continue.
I shall. As the last stroke fades away, an inconspicuous fish van with yellow mudguards, orange wheels, and a French number plate will draw up at the back of the bank.
Who'll be inside?
Nobody. Where it will be spotted right away. It's only a decoy.
What a narrow escape.
Exactly. Now, while the police attention is attracted to this van...
Yes.
Please don't interrupt me, would you? At the bank will appear 8 men in straw hats, alabaster feet, black faces, and carrying 30 Wurlitzer organs.
Will they play them?
Good heavens, no, man. Do you think we want to arouse suspicion?
You've thought of everything. What part do I play?
Second banjo. Meanwhile, unobserved, a tram will be lowered from a helicopter through the glass roof of the London School of Economics. Inside it will be Major Bloodnock and 2 accomplices.
How shall I tell them apart?
They'll all be wearing black masks on their wrists.
Brilliant!
I'm glad you appreciate the subtleties of the plan. One of them will admit you through a plastic coal hole.
Don't worry, listeners. I don't know what it's all about either.
Great. And where will you be?
I shall be at the corner of the Rue de la Paix.
That's in France.
I know.
What will you be doing there?
Well, you see, I've seen it all happen before.
Yes, but look here.
Shh, no more now. Have you got everything clear in your mind?
Yes.
Very well. Time for Miggs Goldrong.
Ow! Who left that thing lying there? Midnight at Seagull hasn't turned up yet. Oh, I don't know. There's nothing for it. I'll have to start the robbery without him. Oh! Who's that? What's that?
It's me, Seagull.
Where the devil are you?
I'm inside the pillar box.
Bravo! Show you were here all the time. Come on, lad, let's be having you.
I can't. It's locked.
God, heavens. Then what time's the next collection?
10 minutes ago.
Do you mean to tell me that you let the postman open the thing and didn't get out?
Well, I couldn't see him. You see him in a brown paper parcel.
But why didn't the postman collect the parcel?
I made a fatal blunder. I'm insufficiently stamped.
This is going to need a genius to solve.
Hello. Hello, Major. I got the answer.
Well, obviously, I was wrong.
Oh, but I got a key.
Bravo, then. Open it up, get inside, and give Seagun a shove.
Okay.
Oh. And the key's on the outside. It's dark in here.
Mr. Seagun!
Mr. Seagun? Hello?
Oh, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
I'm Echo.
I'm Apple.
You can't be. I'm Echo.
You can't be. I'm Apple.
I'm Echo, I tell you.
I'm Echo, I tell you.
You're an imposter.
Oh, no.
Okay, you win your Echo.
Okay.
Oh, that's better. That taught him a lesson, folks. Now then, got to find Mr. Seagull.
Needn't we anymore?
Nope.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Seagull, hello. Where are you, Mr. Seagull?
Hello, sailor.
Oh. Here, have you seen a brown paper parcel in here?
Cheeky thing.
Oh. What?
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
I've managed to get out of the portal.
What strength?
Oh, it's nothing.
Please.
Never mind. Bend down and I'll climb on your back and I'll reach the mouth of the leather box like that.
Okay. Up.
That's no good. I can't reach.
Well, you stay where you are and I'll get up on your shoulders.
Right.
No good. Not high enough yet.
Well, keep there and I'll climb on your back.
Okay.
Feel it now.
No good. I'll have to get on your shoulders,
though.
Listeners, may I draw your attention to this problem? Seagoon gets on Eccles' back, and Eccles, halfway up a wall, stays where he is while Seagoon mounts on his back, and so on. What is the distance between Seagoon and Eccles and the ground? I'll tell you, it is...
Oh! Ow!
Exactly.
Why don't you keep your big mouth shut? Wait a minute. I'm throwing a length of rope through the aperture. Ah!
Right! Got it!
Yes. Good now. Grab hold, and I'll pull you through. Take the strain.
You idiots, you! Now we're all in it.
Right in it, yeah.
Listen! It's the postman. Now, calm yourself. Listen. As soon as he opens that door, everybody make a noise like a registered letter. Then he collect us and put it in his sack. Then we can cut our way out. Clear? Good.
Okay. Blue cross. Boom, 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 boom. Didn't work, did it?
Of course it didn't work. Somebody was making a noise like an unstamped postcard.
Please.
Yeah, you fool, Eccles.
Play my violin, Dick.
9 bitter months later.
We've got to get out of here. We've eaten all the food parcels. And all the baggies gone.
And I want to sell my collection of postcards.
Look here, lad, admit it. We've never had it so good.
That's not the point, Major. We set out to do a job and...
And?
You're quite right, you know. We never have had it so good. We're not so good,
are we? Of course. Look here. Any more parcels of whiskey or brandy left?
None. There's only one parcel left from a fellow called Jack.
Who? What's in it?
A rubber dinghy.
A rubber dinghy? We've saved ourselves. Now we can sail out of here.
But we haven't got any water, man.
Eccles, any parcels of water?
No.
Then we'll have to dig for it.
Splendid, see you.
Ah, yes, they don't call me an idiot for nothing.
You mean you pay them?
Only by check. Okay. Quick, hand me that new muddy grill.
I ain't got a new one.
We'll hand me an old muddy grill.
Don't come over, folks.
For the benefit of listeners without radio sets, it should be explained that although they are unaware of the fact, Major Bloodnock and his confederates are drilling for water straight through the base of the pillar box down to the bed of one of London's famous underground rivers. Will they find it?
It's Parliament of Water.
Now, how are we all on the dinghy? Good. We must keep a listening watch for police submarines. Eccles, switch on the air, Dick.
Right, Alfred.
I'm a friend.
Well, I ain't Dick.
This is mutiny.
Do as I say, Dick. Switch on the air, Dick.
Okay, Dick.
Listen. Oh. What is it? Oh. Good heavens, it's Ray Ellingbone. Oh.
Changing course in order to avoid the music you've just heard, Bloodnock and his buccaneers soon found themselves in the upper reaches of the underground river, see Chapter 2, and directly beneath the Bank of England.
All ashore now. That's it. Spend it.
It's very dark, Major. Shall I strike a match?
Certainly not. I know the way perfectly well. Just follow me. Strike a match, will you? That's better now. Now we must proceed up this secret tunnel. It leads straight to the vaults. But remember, for the next 50 yards, men, not a sound.
Right. Listeners, we admit that this lengthy period of complete silence cannot be regarded, properly speaking, as being in the category of entertainment. But as silence is necessary to the safety of these three men, we hope you will bear with us for another few yards. Thank you.
Looks like the end of the tunnel.
Is it a cul-de-sac?
I don't know. It's got a wall built across the end of it.
Don't worry. I've got Moriarty's instructions on me. He's made a two-sided short playing gramophone record of the entire plan. Oh. Eccles, prepare the hand-wound phonograph.
Oh, we got our turn?
No, you fool. Put this Moriarty record on.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Modern rhythm time record. Modern rhythm time record.
You fool! You put on the wrong record.
Put on the wrong record. It must be on the other side.
But it's an old cylindrical record.
Then we must play it inside out.
This is going to be very difficult.
Not at all. I have here a reversible unilateral bamboo high-fidelity boot-pointed needle made especially for this purpose.
What a bit of luck. Insert it into groove, eh?
Right. There.
This is Moriarty speaking on a record. Now listen, mon ami. Here are your instructions. Have you reached the end of the tunnel?
Yes.
Good. Now, I've got some notes in here, so strike a match.
We haven't got any.
Never mind. I'll nip out and get some. Taxi!
Curse! We've come to the end of the record and he's gone. How can we get him back again?
Play it backwards, of course.
How do you play the inside of a cylindrical record backwards?
Quite simple. You put it on the opposite direction, going away from you the other way.
Of course! What a fool I am! Right, here we go, backwards.
And again.
The swine, he was speaking backwards. How can we get in touch with him now? Hello?
You fools!
Moriarty, where are you?
In hospital, badly scratched. You were using a blunt needle.
Oh. Well, what's the next move?
As soon as I ring off, follow me.
Right.
Which way did he go?
God! We must find a way out of this labyrinth. Tap the walls as we go along. Shh. There's somebody on the other side of this wall.
Hand me your stethoscope. Yes, just as I thought.
What?
It's definitely...
Are you positive it's...
Positive. It's quite clearly. I knew them both in Africa until they split up and became... And... But of course, they joined forces later and are now... Again.
I'm glad to hear it.
Mind you, if you should hear...
Yes?
One of them is an imposter.
Which one? Oh! You may be right. But right or wrong, there's someone on the other side of this wall. Suppose it's the police.
The police? I know how to handle the police.
How?
Just you wait here.
He's a policeman.
And to this day, I've never seen him again.
We've been trapped under the ground.
I've got an idea. Blue bottle?
That's what you never get to, my part. Hello. Hello, Carl.
Hello, bottle.
Hello, everybody. Did you just think of that?
Sure.
Listen, then. We've got a tunnel upwards to get into the gold bullion vault. Now then, Blue Bottle.
Yeah?
Place this dynamite in the ceiling.
Okay. All right, then, Captain. take so stick up right the dynamite. Stuffs it in hole. Things. I round up words with 90 days. Goes off mic singing song. I'm singing along, now go my song. In the round of words.
There he goes, brave lad. Look at his shoulder blades rippling under the skin like shredded string.
They are ready.
Light the fuse.
Now run for it.
Safe behind this wall.
Hey, where's Echo? Echo! There he is.
Oh, where have you been?
You left this behind.
Lucky man, because you destroyed every bone in my closet.
Never mind that. Look at these gold coins. We've blown a hole in the floor of the Bank of England. Rich, rich!
Well done, Eddie. Just give me that sack of gold. I'll smuggle it to a secret van on the corner. And when I blow the whistle, join me in the van. Just wait here.
At last we're rich. The grand fellow is.
Nice.
Just fancy. A toot on his whistle and we'll all be away with our gold bullion.
Yes, he's nice, isn't he?
Yes.
Hooray for gold bullion.
We've got a lot of whistle and we've got a lot of money. Now.
Can you hear the whistle?
No.
No?
I've got a nasty feeling about him.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you got a nasty feeling about Gritpipe Thin? Let us know. Good night.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan with the Rayleigh Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.